We drove out to the Porter's Neck area and pulled onto a dirt road past a horse farm. The road narrowed and became more rutted, bumping us up and down until we slowed at a clearing in the woods with rows of white-painted wooden box towers. The noon sun was high in the sky and shiny bright. It was a good day for beekeeping. I was meeting a fellow beekeeper to pick up two hives to bring home. My friend Beth came along for moral support and to check out life in a buzzing bee yard. These type of starter hives that we were picking up are called nucs, spelled N-U-C-S. This is my 7th year since I became a backyard beekeeper, but sadly lost our bees a couple years back due to colony collapse. The beekeeper walked out into the yard to transfer frames of bees from the starter hives into the cypress hive boxes I had brought. After he filled each box with 5 frames with wax combs full of eggs, pollen, and nectar covered in bees, he gently picked up the queen and marked her back with a bright blue dot to make it easy for her to find on crowded frames of thousands of bees. Her long, slender, striped body twisted and shimmied as he gave her her new distinctive vest of sky blue. I loaded the first box into the back of the vehicle, the top of the hive box strapped tightly into place, and a screen secured over the hive entrance on the bottom. The bee man prepared the second hive and brought it over to me, strapping and loading the second box up as we said our goodbyes. Gently bumping along the dirt road back out, I peered into the rearview mirror at the two boxes in the rear. A rumbling buzz could be heard through the boxes from the 20,000-odd bees riding along with us to their new home in historic Wilmington. I held my breath a moment, imagining in a terrifying moment what it would be like if they somehow escaped. Honeybees are generally very gentle, but they certainly weren't in the best of moods at the moment after being transferred and locked into their new home. Before we got to the main road, suddenly a bee appeared in the car on the back window, and then another, and then another. It seemed that my scary thought was coming to fruition. I imagined being engulfed in bees like the videos that appear on YouTube of crazy people wearing beards made of live bees. I stopped and we hopped out, and I walked around to the back to let the bees out of the window and inspected the boxes. They were very secure, and it appeared that there were some hitchhikers who decided to grab a ride on the outside of the boxes. They and we arrived at the house safe and sound, and we introduced them to their new residence. I opened their screen doors, and the girls flooded out. All worker bees are female, and they began to explore their new neighborhood, supporting our local environment through their irreplaceable and valuable service to our world.